No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And we got my man 22G's in the building.
Dang shit, Sniper the Blicky, what's good, y'all?
How you feeling?
I'm good, you know, we in LA, whole lot of za.
Lot of za.
Whole lot.
You got the grabba in there though, right?
Yeah, for sure, you gotta work with that.
There used to be
Shout out grabba Mike, he going crazy on the grabba. But in New York City, we put that shit in the microwave, the aca throw it in the microwave, crisp it up, put it in a nice container for you. You walk up out of there with your spicy grabba, y'all know how that shit go.
You have them do that for you at the bodega?
That's what I said. Wow. They started that shit. I thought they started it in Brooklyn, but they started that shit in the Bronx.
Wow. That's incredible. That's amazing. I had no idea that they were fucking with you like that there. No, I'm cool. I'm going to try to keep my head on straight.
Like, bravo, ain't no joke, you heard? Shit had me rapping better and shit, though, for real.
You remember when we met?
Hell yeah, I was high as fuck the other interview, too.
No, but it was at Atlantic. They pulled me into a studio, I remember, back in the day. And they're like, this is 22G's, and I met you then, and then I've been watching your whole career since then. But we met for like a brief moment before the first interview.
Say, I don't even remember. That's how high I be. Shit crazy, son.
You start smoking more during the pandemic or something?
Yeah, hell yeah. Definitely being locked in and shit. Way more as Budman came up with niggas for a fact.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, surely. You had to just get more in the zone. Because you didn't used to smoke when I first met you, right? Or no?
Nah, I was smoking. Hell yeah, I've been smoking and shit. This basically what started 22G's right here, this weed shit, you heard?
Right.
Then I just turned it into rap. Facts.
That's crazy. Yeah, because, yo, I went back and I was watching, like, your first videos, like, 2016. 2016 would have been the first ones?
Yeah, like, 2016.
Yo, and that shit, I mean, it was just crazy looking back at that. Like, you were young as fuck, talking crazy as fuck.
Talking crazy. That shit was crazy when I look back at it, too, like.
Right.
Yeah, that's... I got a past that, you know, I'm going to always be able to tell my kids and shit. Like, yo, my past was fun as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, definitely if you had, like, a 16-year-old son, you'd be able to be like, listen, like, look at my rap video from when I was
your
age.
You don't want to go down this road.
We were wilding. Like, you can't tell me shit that I ain't already lived because look at this shit that I was doing. Like when you think back to that time period in your life, though, like, what really got you making rap videos and stuff? Because it's kind of crazy when you look at, like, how much of an influence you've had on the game and how early you were on so much shit. At that time, who was influencing you to make music and what made you really want to go all out and be doing music videos and shit at that age?
I'm going to say Chicago, definitely, because we was looking at all Chicago videos and shit growing up and shit. And I'm going to say competition in Brooklyn, too. Like, they wasn't per se doing drill, but it was a still competition going on with, like, the young cliques and shit within the city, you feel me? So it was our turn to show out. My shit had got a million views and shit, so I just kept going crazy with it, you feel me?
But, you know, yeah, there was competition, but, like, who were you hanging out with, though? And was there ever a moment where dudes were, like, older dudes were kind of like, yo, like, you could be the voice for our people, you know? Like, you could really do this.
Yeah, I mean, after, like, I got the first million views, that's when the whole hood kind of, like, caught on, like, yo, too fake talent to this shit. You feel me? It still ain't hit me, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it hit everybody else around me, like, yo, I'm nice with this shit and all that. It ain't hit me till, like, I got locked up in Miami and shit. Then I'm like, yo, they got me on the news, Brooklyn rapper, da da da. I'm about to take this shit serious when I get home. So ever since, I just been locked in.
Definitely. Yeah, like, so you were super influenced by the Chicago stuff musically, because that was one of the biggest changes, I guess, that sort of came about, like, with the whole drill wave. Is like, there's always been this classic New York sound, and all of a sudden there was just, like, a totally new sound that sort of combined some of the UK influence, some of the Chicago influence, et cetera.
I told niggas I just was on YouTube one day. I clicked. I had my own style of rap, my own flows and shit. I didn't want to really sound like nobody else. You feel me? So I really just clicked the beat on YouTube. It was a UK beat. You feel me? So I was like the first young nigga from Brooklyn with the UK beat. So it just sounded different. Everybody just stuck to that. They started looking for them type of beats and just stuck on that type shit.
Had you listened to much UK music at that point up to then?
Hell no. Still, I mean, now I just started tapping in as I got older. You feel me? Like, I'm smarter now, so I could go Google, like, yo, UK drill, da, 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 da.
Definitely. You get love from those people? Because I feel like when I was out in the UK and stuff, that I was hearing people say, like, yo, like, dude, kids out here, they really listen to 22G's, like, a lot.
In the UK, I ain't never been out there, but they show a lot of love. They should, because we show a lot of love to the UK. You know, we really fuck with y'all beats hard. We fuck with y'all. The style is fire type shit. Shout out to the Shot too, though, because that's the originator to me. Feel me?
100%. When did you first hear the word Blicky? Because that was the whole wave in the beginning. That's the craziest part, is watching this young-ass kid in the videos blicky, 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 yeah. every other word. And you know, there aren't any actual blickies in the video. I mean, there might be blickies in the video, but there's no firearms in the video. But where did you first hear that term, and then how did it become like such a focal point for that early era of your career?
Blicky, the word, that's a New York City word. I'm not even going to say that because they're saying it in other cities too, but I'm pretty sure it started in New York City. We just really brought the word back to life. Like, niggas wasn't saying that blicky shit no more until we came back with that shit. So, you feel me? That's really what it is. Shout out to Bills Blicky, though. Yeah, he said, yo, keep the strap on me like I'm Bills Blicky. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That just put the light bulb in the ear for the young niggas. We just ran with that right there.
But it did stand out. Like, you really kind of like made it a brand, you know? Like, you really
I just really
marketed it.
I branded it off on some serious business type shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. See?
Blicky on the neck, man. All the fallen blickies, man. Free the blickies, you feel me?
Right. I was listening to that song, All the Fallen Blickies, last night.
Yeah, yeah. We went crazy on that, man. That's for the guys right there. I know they was twirling crazy up there, you feel me?
Definitely. Mm. Yeah, when you think about that, like, do you feel like you're, like, the thing that's kept you so motivated to keep going musically is just all the people you've lost that can't try or can't have the opportunities that you have right now?
Definitely. Definitely. Long live Nick Blicky. Mm. Feel me? Young nigga, goaded, heavy on the trees. Feel me? Yeah, he had these young trees driving a boat, had shit lit in the town. You feel me? He got took out his glow. You feel me? But that ain't gonna stop nothing. We still going crazy. Mm. Feel me? Keep bro smiling up there.
Was that your closest friend that you lost in all this?
Nah, that wasn't my closest friend, but that was a close friend to me. Mm. That was a close friend to me.
And he was like very influential, and a lot of people really. Like, I mean,
we love Nick in the hood, though. Nick,
yeah.
Nick was a hood favorite. You feel me?
Yeah, that was a big one. Like that definitely probably affected a lot of people.
Yeah, it did. You feel me? Definitely affected a lot of people. Definitely up to today, but got to keep going. You feel me?
Right.
Can't show no weakness in this shit.
Mm. Fast. Definitely.
Long live Nick Blicky.
It feels like you've kind of elevated, though. Like, do you feel like you have to move like completely differently? You still stay in New York most of the time?
Nah, I don't stay in New York no more.
Okay.
Yeah, I was staying in New York, though, through all the diss tracks, through everything else while everybody else moved out. I was the last one to leave.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't want to get out?
Nah, it's not even that. It's just, you know, family, shit like that.
Mm.
Yeah. My mom kind of down to earth. She don't be with that moving out shit at first. You feel me? It got to make sense. You feel me? Shit got to make sense.
Right. But, I mean, you love New York City, too, right?
Like, hell yeah, I love New York City. That's where I'm from.
It's got to be hard to leave that energy.
Hmm?
All that energy in New York is like, you know.
It's fast paced. Yeah, it's crazy, son. It's crazy. It's real fast paced. Feel me? A lot of drip type of shit I like to do. You feel me?
Mm. How you feel about Brooklyn these days, though? Because a lot has changed since you were a kid.
It's getting real sticky in Brooklyn. Like, it's getting real sticky.
Real sticky? Well, I'm talking about like the gentrification and shit. I mean, a lot of areas like Bed-Stuy and shit that used to be like you would never see a white person there. And now it's like they're taking over block by block.
Nah, it's been happening, though. I've been seeing it coming. Like, we are slowly but surely, you'll see it. One white person, five white. But it ain't no problem, though. We don't be trying to bother them.
Mm.
They kind of keep us on our P's and Q's, too. Like,
they're going to call the cops.
Like, you know they're going to call the cops. So you got to be on more 50 now.
Right, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, is it? Do you see that kind of stuff as like a give and a take? Because on one hand, yeah, maybe the area is getting safer. On the other hand, I mean, it's not the same Brooklyn that you grew up in or that you were in love with as a kid.
Niggas spin it through regardless. They don't care who they are. Niggas don't care about who's there with gentrification. If the ops is there, then that's how the streets is. You feel me?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, you could say that though, but why not? Hell yeah, I want my hood to get gentrified as much as it could, but. The rent is just what it is in New York City that be killing everybody. It's kind of crazy out there.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's real. Like, it's just so the cost of living is so high that, like, you know, a lot of times I think
that
about that
crazy.
In New York in general is like you used to be able to be like a broke person and live in New York and try to be creative,
drippy,
working
still,
on your career.
Right now, a pair of Marys costs $1,000.
Right.
Your Dior's cost like $1,250. Your Cuban cost like $25,000. It's like, it's crazy. Like,
and then Metro
you gotta pay
card.
The rent too. It's like
Metro card, like 100
Metro
plus,
card,
right?
Nah, niggas ain't doing the Metro card.
No, still, it's over.
I used to dance on the train. Yeah, niggas is upping it now though. But we ain't doing the Metro.
When's the last time you took the train?
Last time I took the train was a while. It's been a while.
I'm not gonna lie. I took the train a couple times last
time. Me and
time
the train,
I
got personal. I used to get light on the train and shit for cash and shit. So me and the train, when it comes to the train, I take that shit personal. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, I try to stay away from that because I get like a whole different thought. You feel me?
Yeah. Last time I was on the train, I was really thinking to myself, like, am I too good for this now? Like, is
nah,
this?
You never
this,
too good for the train.
Am I not safe?
If
on
shit gets sticky, I'm on that train. Best believe it or not. I see. Mm. I know the whole city subway. You could drop me off anywhere in the city. Once I see the train, it's over.
Right.
I'm gonna find my way. That's one thing about me. I was doing that shit for a while. Not too crazy, but I used to leave school to do that shit. Like, you feel me? Hell yeah. So I don't be trying to like really be on the train and shit. Like, I don't really like that shit.
I used to have a lot of pride in like knowing the subway routes and like which trains weren't running at what time and which train to take to get to which train to get there fast as fuck. You know, having lost that feels kind of shameful. Like, I wish I still had that knowledge.
From New York City?
No, but I moved to Brooklyn 2004 and stayed there till like 2010. So yeah, I had a nice little town. Run.
Yeah, it's not that. You would learn that shit quick, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It takes a lot of work. Yeah,
what I was part of Brooklyn?
Bushwick.
Oh my, with the school over there on Knickerbocker Avenue, right?
Knickerbocker, that was where my post office was. I had to walk like 2 blocks over there. It's actually, you know what's weird is when I'm watching the documentaries about 6ix9ine and shit, I'm like, bro, that's exactly where I live, where he grew up.
Shout out Money Man, you say, yo, he was up in Bushwick with that blicky like he 22G's, bro.
Yeah, I didn't even really like think it was a rough area at that time, but then like when I left, they were telling me like, you know that park right around the corner and shit, they sell hella heroin out there and shit. Because well, in New York Door days, they wouldn't have said hella.
You were laid out in this spot. You heard shit get lit in the town.
Yeah. What? I thought people were just tired and shit.
Mm-hmm. My mom's never told me the 90s, 80s, that ever was crazy. People would be sleep dead on the floor like with that shit.
That's the other thing that's changed so much in New York is that there's just cops everywhere.
It's cops everywhere. Only thing that's good now though, the bud legal now. So it's more vibes out there. It's like, it's vibey. I ain't gonna lie. It's vibey.
That shit is trippy as fuck. Like last
Bobby,
time.
There's a lot of people out there and they smoking.
We were staying in Williamsburg and we'd be smoking a blunt on the side of the street and like two cops would walk by and I'm just getting like my old reaction of like, ah, you gotta hide it, you gotta stomp on it, you gotta tuck it somewhere.
You gotta stomp or eat, they might have to eat the spliff.
Yo, the cops.
Times niggas that had to eat the weed, you heard?
Oh yeah, for real. The cops didn't look happy about the fact that they had to just keep walking. You know, like they look like they kind of lost something there. Like we used to always have this one thing that we could harass you about all the time. And now that's gone. They didn't like it.
Yeah. So yeah, that you were saying, yo, see, that's how I know you on timing, bro. You said the right shit. That was the excuse to pull the niggas over and searching the cars. Like, always. Nigga, we chilling, bro. Y'all ain't got no reason to pull us over and search now. So just leave everybody alone, man. Everything gonna be all right.
Yeah. It's interesting because we're talking about the gentrification shit, but then at the same time, I feel like in Brooklyn, it's like the street shit never been wilder than it is recently, or at least, you know, in recent memory. You think that those are related in some way, that somehow like the gang shit has gotten worse in reaction to the area changing so much?
Yeah, because certain people, I mean, you could say that, yeah, because if this person can't afford to live here, he got to go. He forced to move down where he probably ain't supposed to be at, you feel me? So now he probably got to walk with a firearm. So when he see these guys, he blown at them off the rip.
Is everybody just getting like pushed kind of getting further pushed east?
Either. Yeah, that's eventually what's going
to
happen.
Everybody going to have to live in Brownsville.
Certain neighborhoods. Nah, I ain't going to say the Ville. You're funny.
They
nigga.
Can't all there.
I ain't
going
to say the Ville. The homies, they Gucci in the Ville, but it's just like, yeah, they going to get pushed to the outskirts. Feel me? Like all close to the stadiums and shit like that, that's gonna be where the gentrification really gonna come in. So Flatbush per se, that's why Flatbush getting gentrified, cause it's close to the Barclays Center like that, you feel me? So they gotta gentrify it, so.
Definitely.
Get more sales and shit could make sense over there.
When you look back at yourself coming up and making music and stuff, like how different do you feel about your mentality now? Because you know now you're just so much more of an adult, having these experiences, really working on a career. Whereas like you know you're young as fuck making that music, you're probably not even thinking about like the long term of trying to really make it as an artist. Where you were just thinking about you know just sort of boasting and like doing this as like a way of sort of stunting on your neighborhood or some shit, right? Like
a fact though. That's a fact. Like I learned a lot. Like definitely over the last, I've been signed for about 3 years now. You feel me? It was definitely like a change in the mindset, I'm gonna say, over time and shit. At first, it was more some stunt and shit. Not really stunting on my mans, like OD trying to stunt on the ops. Now it's just more some, nigga, I'm worried about my family. I don't really care about niggas type shit. I'm worried about what we got going on, you feel me?
Right, because I mean, like.
Because if you lose track of that, worrying about what other niggas got going on. I realize that.
Yeah, because I mean, that makes so much sense to you when you're young in New York City, right? Like that you're going to have problems with people. Yeah. You want to like, you know, figure out who's the top dogs, who's going to be the big dogs. But then, you know, you get older, you start thinking about your family.
You're in trouble. Once you realize you can't keep up, you're in trouble. That's where the trouble starts. Right. Now you got yourself in some shit you can't get yourself out of. Yeah. That's really what happened to the young niggas. That's why you got to just be smart. Learn from other niggas' mistakes and shit.
How old are you now?
23. Yeah.
So you're still pretty fucking young to have had this much experience doing grown man business.
Yeah, basically type shit.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back at the Kodak thing, when that came about, like, describe how you first even heard the idea of that. Was that through Orlando at first, or you already knew Kodak? Or
I heard of Kodak, like, we listened to his music, but Orlando definitely put the word in type shit. Shout out to O, feel me, and shout out to Yak too, feel me?
Right, so what was that like the first time you met him, or the first time you started speaking about working together?
It wasn't too different because I was locked up in Miami, but it was different because it's like, yo, this a rich nigga, like, feel me? Rich young nigga, like, you feel me? I could learn a lot from him type shit.
Because he had already, like, fully made it at that point, right?
So it's like, I really just got to learn what I could learn from bro, like, as much as I could, you feel me?
Mm.
Just work. That's really what it is. Don't look for no handouts, just work and just... Yeah, really, just work. That's really what it is. Never look for a handout and shit like that. That's really where niggas be going wrong and shit.
Mm.
Looking for too much handouts and shit.
Because, like, you already had some popping music at that point, but do you feel like that's when a lot of people in New York really started to treat you different? Because Kodak's name was just so big.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. Definitely could say that. Because that's how it is with all the other rappers. Once they get the big stamp behind them or the cosign behind them, people believe, like, ah, he is what he say he is. You feel me?
Mm.
Especially coming from the type of lifestyle they claim I was living. You feel me?
Mm. They claim.
They claim. That's what they say.
Stuff gets exaggerated.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, one of the craziest things that you must have had to get used to over the past couple of years is that it's super easy to go on YouTube and search up videos about you and about your history and all kinds of shit that's been going on the streets and everything. It's not just you. They do this to everybody now. How does that feel to, like, basically get to, like, sit and, like, watch, like, a 10-minute sort of soap opera documentary about your life?
That shit's scary, bro. There's no way they know what they think they know like that. Feel me? Like, y'all need to just chill because y'all be saying a lot of fake shit on there. And y'all be saying a lot of shit that could get people in trouble sometimes, too.
Mm.
Not necessarily me or my peoples, but I'm talking about other cities and shit, too. You feel me? Y'all got to be easy and just chill.
Yeah.
Streets is the streets, you heard?
And does that ever cause, like, more problems where you have, like, issues that come up because this video said that so-and-so did this to so-and-so, and then all of a sudden people in the neighborhood start thinking that that's really what happened or something? Like,
Hell no. Niggas is still on that type of tip. Y'all bugging. You know? Y'all should have definitely learned from, you feel me?
Right. Yeah. You can't trust the little hood documentaries?
Nah, don't be watching them shits, y'all. That's don't be watching.
You ever see anything in
you
that?
You better watch the news or something.
You ever see anything that really, like, pissed you off, like, really, like, fuck, like, how could they possibly say this about me and it ain't even real?
Hell yeah, I seen some crazy shit. They, like, we sacrificed Nick Blicky, like, what? Should be crazy, should be weird. Like, don't do that. That right. Shit weird, because you don't know how people family feel when, you feel me, deep down inside. We can't do that.
That weird ass sacrifice shit.
Like, who's to who? What? Like, what is?
I heard that about a bunch of rappers at this point.
I'm not gonna say. I'm not even gonna speak on nothing. Like, I'm not trying to get involved in them type of topics. You feel me?
Right. But okay. To be fair though, I kind of that rumor probably has something to do with the fact that Nick's mom went on and did, like, an interview with a Upper Class, right? And
I didn't even see that.
She actually said something like that. Like, I don't think she was literally saying that, but
I gotta go watch it. I don't know. I hope not, though. Nah, it ain't nothing like that. Like, sacrifice bro to who? Nah, that's not.
Right.
Because if I'd have died, it's like, you feel me? Can't say that.
But okay, and let me know if I'm saying too much, but
yeah.
There was, like, a video that came out that basically said that the Nick situation happened with somebody that he used to be really close to at a certain point. You know anything about that?
Nah, that's cap.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cap, yeah.
That's an example of people just thinking they know everything?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Long live Nick Blicky, though.
Long live Nick Blicky, man. That's a sad one.
Even, like, I want to address the graveyard shit. That was not bro graveyard. That was some clappy shit. Like, you went to somebody random graveyard. You bugging, homie. Like,
right.
You tweaking.
That's another crazy, yeah, fucked up thing that all of a sudden is happening.
Bro, why would you go to a random graveyard just for... Just to do that, like, damn, that was stupid, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't gangsta at all. Like, none of the steppers don't think that was gangsta, bro. Like, that was lame. Cause I could just go to a random graveyard and go crazy too. Like, but what's that gonna do?
Right.
That ain't really.
It sucks because it's like you wish that people would just have some kind of standard, some kind of line that they wouldn't cross.
nah, it's like you ain't cross a line. It's like, what the fuck are you doing in the grave? You in a random graveyard. Right. What the fuck are you doing? Get from the people graveyard. You feel me? It's not really. We ain't do shit. That's what I'm saying. We like, what the fuck are you doing?
But then, like, you know, like a few people have said this to you already, I guess. But like, you know, I think a lot of people really respected it when Pop died and you paid your respects and didn't have anything negative to say, because, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Just because you have issues with somebody when they're alive, it doesn't mean that you have to fucking continue, like, just disrespect them once they pass. I think everybody kind of saw that and was like, Tutu G's standing on some real shit right there. Like, that's really respectable.
And like I say that too, because Pop Smoke, he younger than me and shit. So like, though, I look at them as like little homies type shit. Not necessarily little homies, but right. Like, they younger than me.
Well, you've been rapping a lot. You've been in the spotlight a lot longer than Pop.
I've been here for a while. Like, this, I started the style. So when I see other niggas do it, I'm happy for niggas. Like, you feel me? It's just when the dissing and shit like that start coming along, that's where the line get drawn, really. Feel me? But I really don't be giving a fuck about none of that shit. Y'all niggas go crazy, you heard?
Right. Because one thing you can count
on. Don't diss me, though, because I got heat for y'all. I ain't going my fault out of me. No,
that's cool.
Don't diss me, though. It's nothing personal. I got pain. I'll go back to the studio and drop some pain on y'all. I ain't playing, you heard?
Right.
Fast.
Yeah, because is that part of the problem, that as soon as you start saying, like, oh, I'm not dissing so-and-so, or I'm not going to do this, that motherfuckers take it as weakness and they want to make it worse?
Nah, I like that shit, though, when they take this shit as weakness, because it's like they all get the diss and they be like 10 different hoods. Then I come back with that one smacker for everybody.
Right.
As I always do, you feel me?
See, you must know who's dissing you, like, even better than somebody like me, because you probably get to actually see the videos that got like 500 views that are trying to come at you and shit. Like, and you're just like, smart.
Like, that trick ain't working no more. That trick ain't gonna work no more. Like, the whole diss to get on, that shit is trash. You gotta, even if you do make the one back, the one smacker, you still gotta keep making more smackers after that. So it's like, you don't wanna come off in that lane. You don't want to, because if it gets too much numbers, I'm going to diss you back, and I might end your career. You feel me? That's what I'm trying to say. So you don't want to come off dissing like that, because I'm going to diss you back. Seriously. That's how I'm rocking now. I ain't letting nobody pass. Once your shit get a certain amount of numbers, and I feel like I'm coming at your neck. So just keep me out of there. I'm doing my own thing. I'm rapping. I'm bobbing.
Definitely.
Fast.
I respect that. Yeah, okay. So at this point in your career, do you feel like you're like a little bit more open to that kind of conflict because you don't live in New York, though? That, like, did it seem like more dangerous when you were still like living in that environment every day?
Nah. I actually was more dangerous when I was out there. You feel me? But I just really vibed out. I'm chilling. I'm really chilling. You feel me?
Definitely.
I told you I was the last one to move from out there. Everybody else moved and shit. And they was doing all that talking. They really was. That's why I don't be really trying to, like, I'm really trying to make these bangers right now. You feel me?
Yeah, because like a lot of people have kind of, you know, even people who are making music when you came out, even people who had waves and shit, you know, they kind of just gave up at a certain point.
I watched a lot of people. You see me, I'm the underdog of the city, you heard? Like, any young nigga who hot that come up, they try to compare him to me. But I watch a lot of them go up, drop, you feel me? And it's like, I laugh because they think this and me is going to keep them hot, and it don't work because it's the music that matters, you feel me? Music matters more than anything.
Right. But I mean, you probably recognize it, though, that you have a lot of fans who really like turn in for the beef related shit.
Yeah,
and they don't. Chill. And some of them,
it's this real life. You heard?
Right. Some of them don't stick around necessarily, like, to like when you're just dropping like regular music or whatever. Like, you know, is that?
Oh, I get what you're saying now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing too. Like, y'all can't stick around for just the diss music only. Like, when we drop that regular shit, we ain't really trying to do the diss and shit for our whole life. You feel me? Yeah, niggas ain't trying to do that. I don't really even really diss niggas like that. Niggas really diss me.
It's crazy because...
So they keep my name in the pot. Like,
it's like, there's really like fans who... I don't even think they're like fans of rap music so much, but they're fans of like gang warfare. So like, if somebody comes out and makes a fucking song where they say GDK in the song... They have an audience for them right there of people who just want to see...
Yeah, they already did.
They want to see the diss and they want to see what happens afterwards.
Of course. Of course, and then this is where, like, yeah, everybody just got to chill with that type of GDK shit, too. That shit lame.
Because
it's actually GDs who rappers now, so they feel a way, too. It's like, this shit could start an all-out war. Like, who knows where this shit could go, bro? You don't want this shit. Niggas ain't turn rappers to be beefing and shit like that. You feel me? So it's like, just chill with all the dissing in the songs and shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Especially dissing the dad. Like, that shit is crazy, bro. Niggas be having brothers who niggas be having uncles and shit. You don't, like, y'all gotta chill with that shit. That shit ain't really smart type shit. Streets, that ain't street smart.
Right.
That's the type of shit, have niggas parking at your crib for you type shit. Feel me?
Yeah, because even like me as a grown ass man, I can't lie, when I see that kind of shit, it does make me like, it's like I gotta pay attention, because I'm like, yo man, like real shit happens when you do that shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
You never heard niggas say, yo, if that was, I don't hear a lot of people say, yo, if that was my brother, if that was my, I would have did da 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 da. So it's like, you don't want to be the person who they talk about, so just chill, you feel me?
Mm, definitely. I gotta tell you that we actually lost out on an interview because of the fact that we are 22G's fans. We had an interview booked with CJ.
Or?
And then somebody on the social media team, they posted up.
Whoa, big.
22G's dissing CJ. They just posted about it because it's notable. It's news. You know, we're paying attention. We were all talking about it in the group chat. So they posted it. CJ interview canceled. I didn't know it worked that way. I didn't know motherfuckers were that sensitive.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I ain't have no part saying that, her saying that shit like right there.
Right.
I ain't trying to cancel nobody or nothing like that.
Right. You would have done the interview if we had interviewed him.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be reason to be like, nah, fuck no jumper now.
Oh, y'all ain't got nothing to do with what's going. Like,
that's what I'm
it
saying.
It ain't even really nothing going on, but I'm just saying, like, y'all ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Like, you feel me?
Mm.
Facts. Nah, I don't really be on that type of shit. Like, yo, if you do a song with him, you fuck you. Nah, hell no, that's lame shit. That's like 12th grader shit. These niggas is probably rappers. You feel me? These niggas probably rapping. They probably like their music. I can't stop them.
Right.
They might double back 2 years later and like how my shit sound. You feel me?
Okay, but
you don't
want
to just crash out like that.
When you decided to come at him, what was the thought process like? Because, you know, you coming at a new artist kind of puts more light on that artist. Like, but at a certain point, you felt like you just needed to check him so bad that you just had to do it?
Yeah, I checked him because he really from like, if he say how he say he is, he know what's going on in the music loop. So if you really know what's going on in the music loop, then you know what's going on in 22G's and what's going on in New York City. If you say you from Staten Island and you know what was going on. Before you went to the studio and did Whoop Do, you knew what was going on. You knew what you was thinking in your head. That's why you used the beat you used, and that's why you said this. That's why you said the Mata and shit like that you said. So why not reach out? If you was definitely thinking about 22G's. Cause the whole Brooklyn drill I started. So it's like you thought about me in the studio, but when you got on, you ain't think about niggas.
Right.
That's lame. You already seen what niggas like Boy did. You feel me? Took niggas' whole style already, took the dance, ran with it, you feel me? And you already seen what a whole bunch of other, you already seen what basically a lot of the young Brooklyn drill rappers did. And they dissing niggas on top of that. So it's like, why would you come out your element from a whole nother side of town and do that, bro? And not show love, like you involved in some type of warfare, some shit, you feel me?
I felt like that song was such a...
And it's gang related, then when I trying to tap in, you ain't even tapped in, so it's like, right. Bro, you cat, like you might as well have just chilled out, you feel me?
I felt like that song,
but it's so good, like he do what he do, like you feel me?
But that song was like a real like drill fan song.
Niggas just be
like,
weird.
Like, he was just making like
I ain't really mad. It's like I can't be tight at niggas. That's how it is. It's the streets. It's New York City, nigga. It's gritty in the city.
Right.
You heard? But it's just like you can't do that, bro. Because if everybody was to get on some straight out ignorant shit, it just everything would go left.
Mm.
You feel me?
It's crazy though, because after that, his like next videos after that. Dropping the rakes, doing all this crazy ass shit that we hadn't really seen before. And I'm like, bro, who told you to double down on this?
I don't really like when they do that because I want y'all to know I'm not the only person that, if you think you just doing that for me, I ain't even saying I'm a part of nothing, but that you putting yourself in a lot of things. I don't know if you want to do that. That ain't something you want
to
do.
Because there's people who will shoot you that you have never talked to, that have never talked to anyone in New York, et cetera.
That I don't know, that you don't know.
That will shoot you for that in a bunch of different states.
Yo, he's from my city. None of that, bro. So y'all continue that lame shit if y'all want to. You feel me? We don't go out dissing nations and shit like that.
Yeah.
When you hear me on songs, I say names and shit like that. You feel me? I don't diss nations and shit. That's kind of lame. And that's dangerous, you heard? It ain't street smart. If you a stepper, you know that's stupid. And then you put yourself in videos. Nobody ain't gonna miss you when they spin it.
Mm.
They can't miss you when they spin it. How they gonna miss you? They just seen you. You had 600K on YouTube, bro.
Yeah. That had me worried. Mm-hmm. I was just like, bro, this is not a good idea. It's not long-term
plan. Not saying somebody
plan.
Had that, but it's just like, that's how it is. If you're gonna be dissing, you can't be slipping, you feel me?
Definitely.
Shit come with money. That whole shit, you gotta have money to be doing shit like that. You can't be just outside, just... lagging, and you think you're gonna be talking crazy about everybody, dead homies and shit. Nah, hell no.
Yeah.
It's always a nigga that's tougher than you. Just know that. Always.
Yeah. That's a good lesson to learn at some point in your life. You're only 23. It's good that you know that already.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
You're having anybody, son.
Who are you a bigger fan of these days, Matty G's or Max the Demon?
Come on, I'm definitely rocking with Max the Demon on that one.
You got that legendary Instagram Live arguing
Max,
about it.
Max real deal, you heard? Ain't no cap in his rap.
You still fuck with him, though? He's hard?
Hell yeah, Max hard. Max fire. Max got pain.
He's the only white friend you got?
Well, some real me? Shit when I think about it? Nah, but you know, you my dogs. Mm-hmm. Adam Black on the Lotto, but nah, I ain't gonna lie, though. I got a few white friends, but Max probably one of the, like, he's black. You heard? Simple. Max is black. Yeah. Simple, yeah. Max cool, though. He a vibe, so I fuck with him.
Right. Respect, for sure. Mm-hmm. Would you ever do a celebrity boxing match?
They gotta be paying me a lot of money. I don't really like that boxing shit too much.
You're not a fan of all that?
Nah, because it's like, unless we, like, we ain't, if we in jail, ain't no options, yeah, but why would I do that? Mm. Stupid, yeah.
But if the bread was right, you might think about it?
Yeah, for the money, why not? Niggas fight for free. You see the ops, you got to fight anyway, so why not fight for money, you heard?
Right. That's kind of a weird thing in rap, though, now, is like when people have problems with each other, a lot of times they'll be like, let's do a boxing match. If they give me $500,000, I'll fight you.
Yeah, go train with Floyd on you.
But then it's like, okay, well, nobody's going to give you $500,000, so like you still...
Knock you out flush.
That's not a good excuse for most people.
They got to pay me a good bag, you heard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very creative way of being a pussy these days.
Are you crazy?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You take the rings off and shit?
That's a fact, man. Y'all gotta come correct. I want niggas to get with some celebrity boxing match. But it depends, though.
Right.
I really want to do a versus, though. That's what I'm really really trying to get a versus going on. Somebody in the city.
Make it about the music?
Yeah. Show them what's really going on. Because they ain't hearing. So I don't know what's going on. Like, they starting to tap in, though, now. Like, the biasness starting to go away. I'm proud of the city about that.
Mm.
Feel me?
You think that you were viewed as too dangerous for a lot of people to fuck with at first?
Hell yeah. Shout out to P.A. Morris.
So, you, like, that's kind of been a long-term goal, though, for you to sort of, like, get past that? Because, you know, in New York, too, it's like the cops will really slow your shit up, too. Like, I see it even with grown-ass rappers that are, like, gang-related, that the cops in New York don't let them live.
I never did a show. I did, like, 2 shows in my whole city. But since I've been signed... I never did a show. Well, I did like 1 show since I've been signed in the whole city.
Right, which would probably be the best show that you could do. It would be New York. You know, you could probably pack a venue, have a fire show in your hometown, and they won't let you do it.
And I ain't been locked up in like 3 years, God forbid, like in the city. It's not like they have me under, like, you feel me? It's like, what the fuck? They ain't never let me rock up. But I got a show coming up, though. And I'm going to show them, like, it's going to go smooth. Everything going to go smooth, and it's going to be no problems, as I've been telling them. For me, they just weird. I don't know. The cops, they just want us to be one way. We ain't going for it. We actually elevating this shit.
You're headlining the show, or it's somebody else's show that you're on or something?
Nah, I'm headlining my tour. It's on my
tour,
actually.
Oh, okay, it's on the tour.
Yeah, hell yeah. The twirl tour type shit.
Nice.
Cops, they really be hating, though, in the city. They don't like when the young niggas rap and get up out of here, but it's also because niggas do be kind of dissing and shit.
Yeah, dissing the cops, dissing each other. Hmm? Yeah, I mean, you can't blame the cops for being concerned. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, just not even letting somebody play a show in their hometown. I mean, that's just
like,
whack.
Yeah, I'm trying to show these people I ain't that no more. I'm this.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You were always like a real talented dancer even when you were young? Because I was watching the Blicky Twirl tutorial last night.
Nah, I wasn't even on no dancing shit. I used to just really flick the hat up to my head. You feel me? Yeah, type it. Feel me? Get light shit.
Is that where the hat thing that you were just showing us?
Yeah, the hat trick shit I was showing y'all. That's really what all it was. Like, yeah, it's niggas who only got light on the train, never went to battles and shit. I was one of those niggas. Like, I never would battle and shit, but I'd be on that train getting light for money. You feel me? For surely. Hell yeah.
Right. You part of like a crew doing it, or you just kind of pop up with like one homie and do it?
Yeah, I was part of a crew. I wasn't too deep in the crew because I was mad young. I ain't gonna lie. I was mad young. Mad young. Like,
but how much money would you make doing that?
Back then, 200 cash for a nigga like me. As a young nigga, that's a cash out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you feel me?
I mean, you could get a 40-hour a week job and make like $300.
200 cash, I'll get my new pair of kicks type shit, you feel me?
Right.
Hell yeah, it'd be vibes. 200 cash, get you a loan. I wasn't smoking weed, though.
Yeah.
So I had money. I played ball, too, heavy on basketball.
That'll make the money go away real quick.
What's that? The weed.
The weed. Yeah, the weed'll burn the money weed, up.
It was over.
Yeah, that's a good point. I tell people that sometimes. I'm like,
mama love money don't cut it no more. You,
like, you don't need to be smoking weed unless you like made something out of yourself in life to a certain extent, because that shit'll fucking drain your paycheck real
Especially
quick.
Right now, if you were young, I feel sorry for the young niggas now.
Yeah.
Get it?
Wow, the prices are crazier.
You got it. Yo, we never even thought about that. Imagine growing up right now, you just started smoking weed. eight for $75. You heard?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know nothing about that.
Back when we started smoking weed, an eight was 25. So if you got 50 cash, you was in the game. Now if you get 50 cash, you got to get block work. Facts.
It's really like that?
Crazy. Hell
you pay 75 for an eighth on the street? Out here, that you pay 75 at a dispensary. Eighth,
I'm 75, but I'm just saying, like, it was like that. It's now, like, where it's getting active now. Shit, 60 again, 65 again. But what, 3-4 months ago, shit was 75 cash.
Damn.
For some good runs. Feel me? Facts.
That's bananas.
Hell yeah. What type of bud you like, though?
Shit. I don't know. Just that dark indicas. I just got this. Give me a weed review.
Say that. This look like block work, bro.
You never smoke blunts? You only smoke the papers?
It smell good, though. Nah, we don't smoke the backwoods. Well, not me. Mm. Niggas smoke backwoods, though. Hell yeah. I'm going to start getting in tune with it, though, because it be looking cool in the music video. Hell yeah.
You never smoked a Swisher?
Swishers, yeah, I tried them shits, but I don't smoke them shits.
My New York time of my life, we were smoking nothing but Swishers and Dutchess.
We smoking that gumbo, though. We heavy on the gumbo.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah. Got some gumbo on me.
See, that's one thing I'm lacking with. I never have that the cool buses, weed packages. See, the motherfuckers with these cool holographic
that shit,
packages.
That's that gas right there.
Yeah, let's check it out.
We smoke a lot of that shit.
Oof. Yeah, see, this is loud. This is louder than my weed.
Black boy, especially like black boy gumbo.
Looking at them side by side, I definitely feel.
New Jack City, black boy. That's the type of shit we smoking.
Okay. Respect. Got the QR code on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I seen you have a song with Jack Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You're still tight with Jack Boy, even though him and Kodak going through it?
Ain't got nothing to do with that. They brothers. Feel me?
Okay.
Ain't got nothing to do with that. That's family shit. Me. Yeah. Because if me and my brother fighting and the nigga get involved, we going to turn on him.
You don't think Kodak going to feel a certain way about you doing music with Jack Boy? Or I guess the song was probably before they had issues, maybe?
I don't know, bro. I doubt it, though. Like, nah.
Have you been to Miami and kicked it with Yak since he got on?
Not necessarily to Miami, but he pulled up on me in the A. I've been down there though to Florida and shit, tapped in with him. That's my boy.
Okay.
Tapped in full blown. We got some new shit coming too.
Nice.
That's my son. Yak a good one, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with Yak.
That's a fact.
When I was a young nigga, I ain't had nothing. Yak tapped in with me, you feel me? Co-signed me. Feel me? That's
for real. That was big for the
shout out to Atlantic Records too. I'm really signed to Atlantic Records too. Mm. Feel me?
Okay. Makes sense. So, what are you thinking about in terms of like where you're trying to take your career now? You got a project that you're working on coming out soon or?
Yeah, I got another tape coming soon. Matter of fact, I got another tape coming. So I ain't even got the name yet, but I got some pain in the cut. You feel me?
Oh, word.
Shout out to Money Man on LLC too. Son. Fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. What, you got like any plans? Like, I mean, that's kind of like one thing that I feel like is like a challenge for rappers is that they keep having to like switch their style up and stuff. And like when I was listening to your new music last night and stuff, I was like, oh man, this sounds like fresh. Like you're really getting on like exciting beats, like new flows. Like, you know, like it would be so easy for you to just keep making music that sounds exactly like the shit that you made earlier in your career. I think that the new shit is super hard personally.
Yeah, it's kind of like just upgrading the sound type shit. Like I'm just upgrading it a little bit more. I'm seeing more, so I got more to talk about type shit.
Mm, definitely.
Hell yeah, when you in the trenches, ain't nothing really to talk about type shit. It's just, it's obvious, active, it's, yeah, type shit.
Do you ever feel like you might lose some of that influence, though, if you're just living in, like, a quiet-ass area and stuff?
Hell yeah. That's why you got to always tap in. But don't do too much tapping in, because that can lead you down the wrong path, you feel me?
Yeah. Like, if you were in a shootout yesterday, and then you get in the studio, I mean, you probably shouldn't rap about it, but you definitely got something to rap about.
Definitely, but you got to also have code switch. Like, you can't just be not all day with that shit. Like, my boy Dada say, not all day, you heard?
Definitely.
You got to have code switch with that shit. You got to know. I know exactly when to drop some drill shit, when to drop some party shit type shit.
Definitely.
Know your shit.
Would it be a goal for you in the long term to, like, not feel like you had to make street music or not talk about sort of, like, drill-related shit?
Well, this is what I like to do, though.
Mm.
The Brooklyn drill pioneer, you heard? But I just wish it wasn't so like how it is. Feel me?
Meaning like it's blown out and like everybody's on it or that it's just too crazy.
Niggas stealing flows, like niggas kind of sounding too much alike, like you feel me? Too much now. It's like a little too much now, you heard? But like all the main people of this shit got their own sound though. That's what I like. You feel me? But as for the young boys coming up, y'all can't just straight go steal an old cat style. Like y'all can't do that. Y'all gotta switch it up a little bit. Feel me?
That's just so a fact.
People on the yard can have something to do so we can keep this shit going. You feel me?
You ever watch
all stealing each other's shit? It's like,
You ever watch somebody's music video and like your jaw just kind of drops because you felt like they took your style so much? I'm sure that's happened a few times.
A lot of times. I ain't gonna say nothing, but we know. We just, it's like, it is what it is, my boy.
Pains of being an innovator.
Yeah, you feel me?
That's real.
I ain't no hater. I want all of y'all to get on from this shit. I told y'all niggas that. Feel me? I'm at a good place. I'm at a good space. You feel me? So I ain't, it's not like I ain't making no money off this shit or none of that. You feel me? I'm sanctioned. I'm good.
Mm, definitely. You fucking with the auto-tune now too, huh?
I'm trying to. That's next. You heard? Because that's what the Treach like. So, you feel me? I need a female fan base. You feel me? So,
right.
Got to tap in with the auto-tune probably. And just more party music and shit like that. More vibes to the music.
Hell yeah.
Less gun sounds and shit.
Mm. There was like a whole story that came out basically saying that like a bunch of people associated with you got caught up recently. Big ass indictment came down or something.
Yeah, I seen them saying some shit like that on YouTube or some shit. They just made it seem like it was all one, like, nah, it wasn't no crazy shit like that.
It wasn't as directly tied to shit as they made it sound?
Yeah, they made it sound like, nah, hell no, y'all bugging. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm about to hire a lawyer because it's like, that's antagonizing, I feel like, to me, you feel me?
Interesting.
Yeah, like they wildin', son.
Especially when they're using your name. Cause yeah, I seen
like,
videos.
Why the fuck, yeah? Like,
I seen videos that made me think like, oh, Tutu G's got caught up.
Yeah,
and like, then I realized like, oh, yeah, apparently didn't have anything to do with this.
That's why I'm starting to think like this shit just be like a big trap. Like sometimes like,
it's
like, I don't know.
I could feel it. All right. So anything you want to tell people to look out for? Anything we got to keep in mind?
New music. I got some new shit coming soon. Step is out now. Stepper gonna step, get stepped on. Me and Yak about to drop some shit. Shout out to Money Man. Stay tuned. Young Blue. Shout out to Young Blue. Shout out to Asian.
You been doing music with him?
Young Blue. Me and Young Blue got one in the cut. You feel me? Shout out to Asian Door. Me and her got one in the cut too.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I got some pain coming and I got some pain on myself. Shout out Teddy the Don. Shout out Money Gold. Shout out Yazora. Shout out Ghosty. Shout out Vacaron. Shout out, shout out the gang. Free the Blickies, free the Twirlers.
Free the Twirlers.
Long little falling Blickies, long little Twirlers, man. Gang shit.
That way. 2GGs.
Free the Ghost, man. You heard?
No Jumper. Yes. Coolest shout podcast in the world.
Too, man. Shout out No Jumper. We going crazy.
Go heat up his fucking Spotify or something.
Twirl.
Facts. Like, comment, subscribe. Check us out on YouTube, Patreon, all that. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.
Love y'all, you heard?
Wow.
Good shit, bro.
Appreciate you, man. For real.
That shit was vibe.